among the dead, for something to build your life on. The tears are still falling, the linen still red, but the Savior who wore them is gone. His friends all around him surrounded him, yet the story he told all along. We've all seen it written, we've all heard it said, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And the women came running out, changed forever by what they found. Those beating heart that burst through the dark,
even know where to stand here. We had a wedding here yesterday. They didn't know where to stand either. It was kind of funny. Anyway, my friends, he is risen. An incredible message that the angels were able to share with the ladies, and then the ladies took to the disciples, and it is a message that literally changed everything. And so as we come into our Father's presence this day, and as we worship the Son, and as we, as the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and in our minds to help us to grow in our faith and to understand the words that we hear today, let us begin remembering the day that we were brought into the kingdom of Christ through this gift of baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus, we thank you for all that you endured on our behalf. They endured the suffering, death, the cross, and we thank you that you rose again. Pray that every day we would live in this truth, celebrating the resurrection, and believing that you will raise us one day, just as you rose from the dead. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you of all sins. I have lived as if you did not matter, and as if I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me. And so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. I am sorry for all of this, and ask for grace. I want to do better. Instead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, Good morning. My name is Jeff Rabe. I'm one of your elders here at St. Mark's. The first reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
Our sermon scripture reading for today comes from the book of Colossians, the third chapter. "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message.
Well, we have a few faces here this morning. Well, good morning. Happy Easter. He is risen. Risen indeed. Well, this morning, I brought some books with me. I brought some books that I enjoy reading. This past National Lutheran Schools Week, I got to dress up like a unicorn, and I got to read one of my favorite books to all the kids. And so in this book, it's all about Thelma. And Thelma becomes a unicorn. And she is a beautiful unicorn. She becomes this beautiful unicorn. But then you know what? Things start to happen. And things don't go as Thelma planned. And she kind of starts to get a little scared. She doesn't really like what's going on, and it just kind of goes downhill, and she's just feeling kind of bad and sad. And you know what? Then that kind of made me think of my favorite book. Do you want to know what my favorite book is? My favorite book is the Bible. And you know what? The best part about the Bible is that all the words are true. It's God's word. And he tells us all about Jesus in it. He tells us all about Jesus' love. Now, there's a story in the Bible. Last week, you guys came in and you were waving your palm branches. And it was great. But then, did the week go like it was planned? No, the week kind of started to go downhill then. And you know what? We came to church on Thursday, and we heard about the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. And then we came to church on Friday, and we heard about how Jesus loved us so much that he suffered and he died on the cross for us. And so the women in our gospel reading, they were sad, weren't they? They were sad when they were going to the tomb in the morning. I have a tomb here that I made. And as they were walking to the tomb, what happened? Do you know what happened? There was an earthquake. And the stone was rolled away. And then an angel came down. And he said, let's see, I have the words here. This is what he said. I also love that I have the Bible in my phone, too. He said, I had this all lined up. He said, don't be afraid. They said, don't be afraid. They said, come in the tomb. Was there anything inside the tomb? No, it was empty. Jesus was gone. He had risen. Do you know what, though? Was the tomb really empty? It was, but do you know what else? It was filled. It was filled with Jesus's love for us. Isn't that wonderful news? And the angel said, go and tell others. And you know what it is? You know what our job is now? We get to go and tell others about how much Jesus loves us. Do you think you guys can do that? Can you go tell others about Jesus's love and how he rose again for us on Easter? All right, can you fold your hands and pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for rising again to give me eternal life. Help me to go share your love with others. I love you, Jesus. Amen.
So he is risen. And this is it. Easter Sunday, the day we've been waiting for, the day we've been preparing for all of Lent. This is the day, Resurrection Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday that makes every Sunday into a celebration of Easter. This is the reason why we no longer worship on Saturday, on the seventh day of the week, like the people of God did in the Old Testament. But now we have a new holy day, not a day when we remember our creation, but the day that we remember that Jesus has risen from the dead. And is that good news? Yes. However, it is even greater news when we take it in context of Holy Week, right? Because here's the thing. Easter isn't that big of a deal if we don't understand that Jesus died, right? I mean, the whole idea that Jesus came back from the dead doesn't make a lot of sense if we don't understand the reality of what happened to Jesus on Friday. Where on Thursday, Jesus was arrested. Overnight, he was given a horrible trial. And on Friday, he was crucified. And on Friday, he really died. I mean, understand this from the disciples' perspective. This is the one that they left everything to follow. This is the one that they had been following for years, learning about his truth, learning about what it means that God loves them, what it means that God provides for them, what it means, what does God want from them? And they're learning all from this guy who is their Messiah, the one on whom they hang all of their hopes, the one that is spoken of in the Old Testament, the one who is to free his people Israel. That one died. And Peter, the one who confessed, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of the living God, first tried to protect Jesus with a sword, and then fled, and then denied him, watched him convicted, and crucified. The reality of Jesus' death is so critically important to understand and to make Easter, the day of his resurrection, the celebration that it truly is. And into the reading for today, we hear that Christ is risen. However, there's more in it than just that. It doesn't just say that Christ is risen. It says that we are raised with Christ, which is a little unnerving. Who remembers dying? I mean, again, the resurrection message is good news. I mean, I'm glad that I'm not dead, but the question is, what was I raised from? I mean, when did I die? How is this good news for me? Or is it just terribly unnerving because I don't remember dying? The chapter right before this one, in Colossians chapter 2, or 3, 3, Jesus is talking about this, and he goes, this is our death. It tells us that first we were dead in our sin. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden and because what happened in every life of every person that lived since then, we are covered with sin, we are full of sin, we are born in sin, and without Christ, we will die in our sin. And the thing is, our relationship with sin is kind of a really interesting and close one. It's the Bible talks about it is that we are as if we are married with sin. And when you are married, you are, we just had a wedding here yesterday. And how long are you married? Until somebody dies. The trouble is that's kind of bad news, right? Because here's the thing. If you are stuck with sin until you die, but when you die in sin, you go to hell. So this is a bit of a problem for us. Somehow we have to be freed from sin. And the way Jesus did it is this. He says, you are dead in your sin until you die with me. That in your baptism, you are buried with Christ. That you get credit for his death. And what that death gets you is freed from sin. Because now you no longer are bound to sin. You are no longer married to sin because you have died and now you are free. So first you were dead in sin. Now the Bible tells us you are dead to sin. But you're still dead. Which is why this day is such a celebration. Because on this day, Jesus rises from the dead. He shows his mastery over death. In a very real way, he has wrecked death. It was like death tried to constrain him, and he just like the Hulk rips it apart and comes out and says, "That's it. This is over. Now it's just me." And Jesus, with Christ, in his resurrection, we receive new life. And that new life changes everything. When Jesus rose from the dead, think about what that meant for the disciples. I mean, again, this is the guy that they sacrificed everything for. This is the guy they left their homes for. They left their boats. They left their nets. They left everything. They gave up all of their life for this one, and when he died, they thought that their life was over. And then all of a sudden, they found him alive, and it changed everything back again. The one that they'd followed was alive. And what does it mean that we have new life in him? What does it mean that that resurrection is tied to us as well? What does it mean that we are no longer bound to sin, that we are freed from that, that we are dead to sin, but now alive in Christ? What does it mean? And what it means is this. It means that our old life is over, that we need to turn our back on the things that we used to think were important, because the things that we used to think were important are things that are just limited by this world. They're the things that seem important now, the things that are not worthy of someone whose life is in Christ. Because God tells us that there is only one God that is worthy of our worship, only one God worthy of our life, of us giving our lives to and for. There's only one, and that is our Christ. And we now give our lives to him. We live our lives for him. We no longer focus on the things of this earth and the things that the earth tells us are important, but instead we turn our eyes to God and we look to him and we say, God, what do you say is important? What is it that you want me to live for? How can I live out this new life for you? What can I do that will bring you glory and praise? How can I worship you with every thought of my heart and every action? New life in Christ means that we conform ourselves to him because the reason that we're alive is because he has given us life. And so we worship with everything we have. We look at the people around us and we recognize them as the people that God has created, that he loves, that he died for, and we love them with everything we have. We sacrifice for them. We speak truth. We speak of his love. We witness to them. We tell them of the resurrection and the life that they can have in Christ. We encourage those who are Christian. We witness to those who are not. We love everybody. We do everything we possibly can to bring glory to God. And it sounds very straightforward and simple, but it's not. I mean, understanding exactly how God wants us to live our life, what are the things that are most important to him, how we should go about loving the people around us, it takes a lifetime to master this stuff. But this is our life. This is what we have been raised to. This is how we live. And this is why today is such a celebration. Because the old is gone, the new has come. And you know, sometimes it's hard to live in the new. Sometimes we're going to fail. We're not going to get it right. Sometimes we're going to slip back into sin, even in spite of us knowing that we were freed from that. We're no longer bound to sin, but somehow it's slippery and we fall back into it. And the temptation is to think, well, God saved me once and I lost it, so I guess there's just no hope for me anymore. But that's not the salvation that our God earned for us. That Jesus has covered our guilt, and he has done it so thoroughly that even when we are rescued, even when we are taken from the mud, taken from the dirt, turned free from the prison, and we willingly return, he frees us again. His grace is stubborn. His grace is resilient. His love doesn't end. As we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, as we remember how he has given us new life, freed us from sin, and that now we enjoy the promise of eternity with him. Let us turn our hearts again to worshiping him with our lives, repenting for our failures, and pushing ahead, knowing his forgiveness is certain, and knowing that the opportunity in front of us to live as his people, his hands and feet in this world, are there for us and bring meaning to our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this celebration, Lord, of your resurrection. We thank you for the new life that we receive in you. And Lord, we pray that you would help us. Help us to live in it. Help us to live it out. And help us, Lord, to fix our minds on your things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Please stand as we profess our shared faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have given us new life in Christ. Help us to live as you desire us to live. Help us to worship you with our everything. Help us to serve others, giving to them from what you give to us. Help us to live in ways that promote life rather than ways that instill death. Remind us of the hope and new life that you give to us, even though we do not deserve it. Heavenly Father, as well, we pray this day that you would be with all those who mourn the loss of Dusty Krause, the son of Jerry Krause. We thank you that just as you rose from the dead, we can have a hope that those who mourn will see Dusty again, the resurrection. But Lord, at this time, there's temporary sadness and sorrow at the loss. So Lord, give comfort to all those who are mourning. Lord, we pray for our national leadership this day. We pray that you give to all the civil servants wisdom and a mindfulness of the needs of everyone under their charge. Help them fulfill their duties in a way that promotes life and well-being for everyone who is under their care. All these things we pray, and pray as your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Well, thank you again for joining us on our Easter celebration. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
A couple real quick announcements I want to highlight in the back of your bulletin. One is the heading, Double Your Impact, and this is an opportunity for matching funds for our Cornerstone ministry, a wonderful ministry that serves a lot of people who might be struggling financially. And so it's a great opportunity to really support that ministry with that opportunity. You can read more about it in your bulletin. The other thing is the heading Fresh Meat Fundraiser. Butcher on the Go is going to give some of the proceeds that they earn to support St. Mark's. But your orders need to be in today. The window started earlier and now is today. But they'll be available to buy wonderful fresh meat. You can pick it up next week in our parking lot. And so check out more information in the bulletin there. Otherwise, thank you again so much for joining us today and have a wonderful Easter celebration. Amen.